Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Catherine Caputa. Catherine with a C. Caputa with a K. She's the author of the brand new book, Graduate to a Great Career. That's the website too, right? Put a .com on the internet?
Yeah, I have a graduatetoagreatcareer.com, yes.
All right, so check that out. Catherine, we're talking about the this graduation time, and we've got 1.3 million college graduates being unleashed into the marketplace at a time when things are still kind of tough. And so what are your last thoughts for them?
Well, my last thoughts are, you know, keep the champagne in the refrigerator until you get a job, because it's a very, you know, competitive job market. You know, graduation's a happy day, but the job market's a little bit better than the year before, but it's still not a great job market. So you have to outmarket yourself compared to your competitors. And one key thing, you know, Jim, is not giving up. You know, it takes 10 to 15 applications before you get a request for an interview, and 10 to 15 interviews before you get a job offer. And, you know, in researching the book, you know, I talked to all these new graduates that, you know, their parents gave them 5 friends to call for a job, and they didn't get a return phone call right away, and they were very frustrated.
So is stick-to-itiveness an issue for millennials?
Can I tell you? Yeah, it is. It is. Because I think that the millennial generation were handed so many things, so They never had to struggle the way...
You know, I'm hearing these same things from millennials.
Right.
About themselves.
Yes.
And they've got a right to look at you and me and say, well, you did this, you caused it.
Right.
And they'd be right, wouldn't they?
They would be, because I think, you know, boomer parents sort of thought, well, let me give my child everything that I didn't have, you know, but hey, that thing of getting jobs on your own that we had to do in high school, whereas parents grease the wheels, you know, and help, and, you know, the helicopter parents, you know, helping write the job applications. You know, by the way, one of the big complaints I get from hiring professionals is parents calling and saying, you know, how did my son's job interview go? I mean, it's like crazy.
Yeah. Well, here's another thing that I'd like to recommend to parents, and that is, identify what the parameters are. Okay, now you've graduated. We've given you an education. And we're going to take care of you for 6 months.
Right.
After that, at the end of 3 months, the gasoline drops off. At the end of 6 months, the cell phone drops off. At the end of 9 months, you have to have another place to live. At the end of 12 months, you're on your own. See what I mean? I mean, you know, some kind of deadlines. What do you think?
That's really good advice, because, you know, one of the things is a new research study that shows that 3 out of 4 parents are supporting their children 6 months and a year after they graduate
college. I talk to people who are still supporting them years after.
Yes. So it's a big problem, and when you're in that situation that, you know everything will be taken care of, you don't have the same motivation, which is survival.
And I got to say this, and I'm getting hot water for saying it, but you know who the worst offenders are in being codependent?
Who?
Mom.
Yes.
The dads are telling me, I would have cut them off a long time ago, but my wife won't do it.
Right.
So moms, you got to do tough love. You got to do the tough love.
Right. And a lot of, you know, new graduates are living with their parents, you know, a year, 2 years, 3 years after graduation.
Yep. So. And you know what? If I had a child right now, and I had the room, and they were working hard, and they were saving money, toward a house or towards another education, or if it helped them pay some school off, if I thought they were hustling and doing their part, they could stay with me as long as they wanted to.
Right. You know
what I mean? That's not the issue, is it? It's not that they can't. You don't want to be generous anymore. You just don't want to be codependent.
Right.
Enabling,
and then you're really making them codependent for their whole life, because they lack the confidence. I can do it on my own, and I can make my own contacts. I can make things happen. I can market myself. No matter what happens, in the world and in the economy, you know, I'm going to come out on head.
At what point in time do you encourage them to take a lesser job?
Well, I think, you know, it really depends on what the market opportunities are. And I think sometimes, you know, you have to take a step back to go forward. You know, a lot of people that I met that were stuck, you know, were going back and doing a six-week, you know, coding school to learn computer programming.
Right.
So to open up new jobs in the technology area for themselves,
mm-hmm.
Where there are a lot of
I will tell you one thing. The best way to get a job is to have a job.
Yes.
That's classic old...
Don't quit until you have a new
job.
That's
old advice, though. I mean, if you've got a job, even if it's as a waiter, people admire that. If you're working, employers admire that. Catherine Caputo, thanks for being here. Graduate to a Great Career is the book. Come back soon, Catherine.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Great to be here.
Catherine Caputo, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.